The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey there.
I don't know if I can talk any louder than this today, guys.
Oh, we'll have low-key Chris all day. That'll be good.
This might be all you're getting out of me.
Maybe just the whisper. The whisper is good.
I didn't like the whisper.
No?
I'll be honest. I was listening back. I didn't like it.
Okay. Isn't whispering not good, though, when you have a bad throat, too?
Don't know.
You need a lozenge.
Yeah, you need a lozenge.
I have lozenges.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to chew them immediately.
Yeah, Chris has voice stress, I believe.
That's why it sounds like that. Some form, yeah. Mm. I don't have any other symptoms, just no voice. I probably shouldn't be here talking. That's what the doctor would tell me.
Yeah. When do you listen to doctors?
Who needs those doctors?
Yeah, but you also eat apples. And now you got to go see a doctor. So, F that advice.
I haven't had apples in quite some time.
Yeah?
I got pretty sick of them. But I do have my question.
Oh, okay.
Figure we start a new tradition of me asking you guys a question to start off the show every day.
Okay, what's your question?
Just to get the combo rolling.
The Joses is flowing, as you said the other day.
The Joses is flowing?
Yeah.
Flow those Joses.
My question is, either of you, let's say Jamie walks in with a plate of French fries, okay? How many French fries is it okay for me to ask you for until you get annoyed?
For a normal person or you?
No. If for you guys, you both, either of you have a plate of French fries, and I say, hey, can I have a fry?
And then you keep asking for one single fry?
Or just how, like, when's the limit when it's not okay?
After your second ask, say, here, take a few. That's what I would say.
You get irritated after two asks?
I'd be like, if he's asked me for one single fry twice.
And then another one, yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. So then here.
I'd be like, why don't you just take some?
You just take some of these. Have some.
Okay, but how many is too many to ask for, period? Like, where is the line where, like, say you said, here's some. You said, here's some.
Oh, and like, then you asked for even
and
more.
And I came back and said, hey, can I have some? Like, where?
I don't know, 10?
Where's your 10 is your French fries?
10 fries, maybe?
Your sharing limit for French fries?
Why don't you just go get your own fries?
See?
Yeah,
that's
mine,
the question.
Mine would be space on the plate. A quarter of the plate.
You would give up a quarter of the plate?
I would give up a quarter of the plate.
What if it's in a container?
We said plate.
Yeah.
Container?
Then I asked, what if it's
less
in a container, which is a different question.
I know, it's not your question. The top ones. That's tough because I don't want you reaching into the container. Right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
As you probably don't want me handling the food I'm about to give you as well. So when it's a container, you offer first. When you ask, hey, can I have a fry? You're like, yeah, you can take a couple off the top.
Take a couple fries. A
couple fries off the top that pull out.
Okay.
Like I would think it would be a bit weird if you took more than a couple fries.
Yes.
Like if I just kept coming over and asking you for a fry.
Yeah.
What if I was really hungry?
Well, you should go get your own fries.
Yeah. I mean, that's the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay me for my fries, which is also weird. But some people do that. Like our pal BK comes in, you have a huge box of coffee pods.
Right.
And he tries to pay
you every time for a coffee pod.
Which is nice to offer.
It is nice.
But you don't need to do that.
I used to do that. When I was trying to quit, like before I actually quit smoking.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
I would give them like, here's $10. I'm going to bum cigarettes off you for 2 weeks.
Well, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
So, but anyway, that's not French fries.
No.
So 10.
I would say no more than 10. But 10. Like,
that's a lot of fries.
That's a lot of fries, man.
But that's 10 after you've asked for a couple and really, here, just take some.
Yes.
And that's it.
I got it. All right. See, we're going to figure stuff out. Did you bring fries in? No, I did not bring fries.
And here, just take some is, translation is like, don't ask me again.
Yes.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Here, just take some.
Yeah, that should be understood.
Like when people text and I tell them to have a great day after a dumb conversation, that means piss off.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. All right. 10.
Yeah.
So more than two owls we discovered yesterday is you'd think something was up if you saw more than two owls.
More than two.
It was a few days ago.
And
10 fries.
10 fries, yeah.
Okay.
And there was another one in there, too. I forget.
No, we didn't do it. I just ended up talking about something else.
All right.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure this is only our second question of the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if I could sound like this all the time, I probably wouldn't be so bad. I could probably make some money.
Yeah, do it. Do it like that.
Voice-overing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like
four.
Intolerable.
GMC.
You just start giving out the companies that you want products from.
Oh, sorry. Then Range Rover.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey.
Yeah, please forgive my voice today.
We're all going to talk like this today.
It'll be Barry White.
This is the best you're going to get out of me.
Biggs, Barr, and Barry.
We just turned the sex appeal up on this show like 1,000. Yeah,
did we ever?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Well, you two chiming in. Just me. But normally at this time, we do Jamie's joke of the week. So you got one for us, James?
Yeah, all I was right. Able to find one. I'm running out. I realize we started this in September.
What do you mean you're running out? Don't you make them up?
You've literally told like 5 jokes. There's a million on the internet. Absolute.
Almost every Friday since September.
Really?
But some are ridiculous and aren't funny.
None of them were funny.
Okay, anyway.
All right, what do you got?
So let's take ourselves to South America.
Okay.
There's this man named Juan, and he's a very likable guy.
Does he have a donkey? Is he selling coffee?
No. Oh. Juan Valdez. It's not Juan Valdez. Okay, all right. But he does have an aardvark. But everyone thinks Juan is a super great guy because this is what, in his town, what qualifies you as a good guy. He doesn't beat his wife. Okay. He doesn't beat his dog.
Okay.
Or his kids. And he doesn't beat his aardvark. And because he doesn't do those things, he's a great guy. So I guess this town has a problem with those three things.
Domestic abuse, running rampant in your joke town.
Right? Like everyone has a problem with those things.
I would think so. Yeah. So because Juan does none of those things, he is elevated to this amazing status in town.
He's not a piece of garbage.
He's not a piece of garbage status. Okay. So they convince him to run for local office. And he does. And obviously he wins because he's such a good guy.
Hero. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fast forward, he keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. And he becomes governor of the region.
This basically respectful man
has become governor.
Yeah.
And then they convince him to run for president of his country that he's in. And he says, fine, I'll do it. I've been on the rise politically. Juan says he's going to do it. So he becomes president. No problem. Landslide election because he doesn't beat his wife, doesn't beat his kids, and doesn't beat his aardvark.
Right.
One day, though, he was sitting in his presidential villa, and he heard his aardvark in the backyard doing what it does, scooping up ants.
Just aardvarking away.
Aardvarking away.
Yeah.
But it was making a weird noise. Was the noise it was making. And he said, okay, whatever, that's fine. But it kept making that noise over and over again. Finally, Juan had enough. And he went insane. He couldn't take this hours of noise, and he went down. And what do you think he did?
He hit his aardvark. Oh, no, Juan.
Unfortunately for Juan, some staff saw this, and they called the police. The police come. They arrest Juan.
Jason's reading stuff on the internet. He's not even listening.
Yeah, just waiting for your punchline.
So this guy's been a great guy until now, right? He just had a lapse in sanity, hit his aardvark, and now he's on a firing line.
They're gonna kill him, like a firing squad.
They're gonna kill the president
for hitting his aardvark. Wow.
And as the lined up,
strict
the
laws.
Guards, yes, very strict.
Aardvark protection laws are very strict.
As the guns are lined up, ready to have at it at Juan, doesn't the aardvark come out, jump in front of the line, and fire a golf gun? Boom! He shoots a golf gun.
What's a golf gun?
You know, that is a good question. I don't really know what a golf gun is. I just know that there was a hole in one.
Oh my God.
We need to stop these jokes.
Oh my God.
Gotcha.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That is that might be the most tedious joke I've ever heard.
There's no joke.
You gotta respect it.
Wow, he said it was a joke. No, I don't.
You gotta respect it.
I don't have to respect it.
I don't like the world you built. There's so many holes in this story.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that you made a hero out of a guy just because he doesn't hit his family.
I shortened it by like 10 minutes.
Shortened it by 10 minutes?
It's very long. Explains the election process and everything.
Who wrote that joke?
No author.
Yeah, they wouldn't take credit for it. I petition to stop these jokes.
I got you, though. What the hell is a golf gun? That's the point. That's what you strive for to get.
Oh.
You got a hole in one.
Yeah. I got it.
Anywho.
Still snowing.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't like that one, eh?
No, I didn't. I didn't like it.
I respect the commitment.
Yeah, thanks. You guys were in, though. You guys were following along.
You lost me for a while.
Yeah, he was off.
I was watching some internet videos.
Yeah.
And then Chris brought me back, and I remembered I was on a radio show.
Not
listening to an old man tell stories.
I respect the commitment. To the worst punchline I've ever heard in a joke. That's all right.
On Fridays, I'm going to start coming in at 6:30.
Yeah.
The scale is scaling the balance.
What?
Like people, the scale is balanced with people who hate it.
Yeah.
And people who like it.
Well, one thing.
They keep getting longer and poopier, someone texted.
Yeah.
One thing some people also love and some people hate is that we have a winner for our March Madness in small town.
We do.
And we're going to announce after 8 o'clock this morning.
That's not a joke.
I wish I could sound more excited about it. Because I am.
Physically can't.
Yeah, I just physically don't have it. But, you know, that's coming up. Circle has a shape. It goes around and around. Well, I'm going to go first, boys, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table. Kiss. The band has sold its music catalog, name, logo, and image, and likeness.
Everything.
They sold the whole thing.
People are mad at it. Some people are. And they're like, why would they do that, sellouts? Well, there's a good reason. They got $300
million. Yeah, they
got
$300 million for it. Yeah. Sold to Pop House. And those folks are developing a hologram show, a doc, and a biopic. The same thing, but anyways, whatever.
So, would they still get money from those things, or because they sold their rights?
They've sold everything.
They've done. Yeah. They can't do it.
They took a $300 million payout, and they're going
to
ride that.
To give everything.
Yeah. I don't think they were poor to begin with.
No.
No.
Now, if they were to tour, so I know these are probably questions you don't want to answer. If they were to tour, because none of those are their songs, do they have to do any kind of licensing right for their own original?
No, they sold because they're done touring.
They said they're done.
They'll never tour again.
Okay.
So they're finished.
$300 million.
That's what the hologram show's for. These guys are going to build a hologram show.
And put it in Vegas for 10 years or something like that. Make a bunch of
money. They are going to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah. If someone wants to give even a fraction of that money for all the episodes of the Biggs and Barr show, I'd be happy to.
I do $3 million.
Have a discussion. That's why you're going so low.
I'm just saying,
we're over 3,000 episodes.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it's a lot of episodes of the show.
Yeah,
so they can be all yours for $3 million. That's like 1% of what Kiss charged for their catalog.
Yeah.
Now, Kiss's catalog will make you boatloads of money. Our show, I mean, maybe a little bit.
A bit of money.
A little bit, but not. I mean, that's why it's only
$3
million.
If we wouldn't still have a job.
You can have our likeness. You can have everything. I'll throw in some family members. I'm up for negotiation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No direct ones, but I mean, offshoots.
Oh, I see.
Like cousins and stuff. All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you got to be careful, I guess, if you find a rat in your toilet, not to get bit by it.
Well, I would hope so.
Now, this is not a story from, like, some strange remote part of the world. It's from Montreal. A 76-year-old man from Montreal found a rat in his toilet, and it bit him, end up in the ICU.
Mm.
Now, thankfully, it didn't, like, bite his nether regions.
Okay.
He saw the rat in the toilet first, and he reached in to try and pull it out, and it bit his fingers. So he went to the hospital, and he got it all cleaned out, and he got his tetanus shots and stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
A 76-year-old man from Montreal.
I was going to say, like, what fresh idiot just reaches in and tries to barehand a rat in a toilet?
Yeah.
One thing I would never do.
Yeah, he went to the hospital, and they were like, okay, you'll be fine. But he wasn't fine.
Turns out
he got infected.
Oh, no.
A bacterial infection called Wiles disease.
Is it from the rat? From the toilet?
From the rat. From all of it.
Yeah.
And it started to ravage his kidneys, and it can be fatal.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, he went back to hospital. He's fine. But if you're ever in Montreal, I don't know if this is a common problem in Montreal.
Toilet rats?
Or just rats.
I know there's lots of
just
rats
Brendan Gallagher wearing
toilet seats on their jerseys.
Brendan Gallagher.
It was Brendan Gallagher in this guy's toilet.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Good advice. Yeah, good advice. Just
don't barehand rats in the toilet in Montreal. No.
Yeah, yeah.
What a balance. So he does that, but also smart enough to go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lapse in judgment, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Though the Canadian should sell a limited edition shirt with a rat inside the toilet
seat.
Yeah,
yeah. They should.
That would be great.
If they were smart. But yeah,
they won't.
That's the caveat there, right?
James.
I heard they're moving to Quebec City anyway.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have wives.
Yes, we do.
We all have wives. A lot of people have wives. Three times in the last week, my wife has been duped and then passed that duped information on to me, and today was the last straw. So a week ago... She's like, oh, my God, did you see what they did? They took down the CN Tower in Toronto for cleaning and showed me a picture.
Come on.
And I said, they didn't. She's like, look at it. It looks so real. I go, they didn't.
How'd they take down?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ask her logistically, like, how is that possible?
How could they do that? And she's like, oh, it's AI. I was like, you think?
Wow.
So then.
Julia.
Monday.
Yeah.
We love Driscoll's blackberries.
Okay.
Sure.
So blackberries you find in the grocery store?
Yes, yes, yes. But the Driscoll's brand.
Oh, it's specifically?
Yeah, yeah. They make the best ones.
Okay.
We find.
They grow them, yeah.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God. Did you see this? I can't believe it. And she showed me Driscoll's making blue raspberries. And I said, would you check the date at the top of your phone, please? Yeah. It was April 1st. She's like, oh, geez. There's two.
Yeah.
Last night.
Okay.
She's like, hey, did you hear about Tiger Woods? And I'm like, yes, he's going to play the Masters and he's training and that the Beverwins, because he said he's going to eliminate sex, is what Tiger Woods.
Oh,
his group has said yes to help him focus.
Oh, okay.
And then she said, did you hear what Phil Mickelson said about it? And I go, well, I think they're kind of like joke buddies. You know what I mean? They rib each other from time to time. I haven't heard. He said, well, when he misses the cut, all the hookers in Florida and Georgia better watch out. I was like, oh, my God, that's pretty savage. So I came in here, and I was going to talk about that for Circle Time.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm researching it.
He never said it.
Yeah. PGA Tour tweeted it.
PGA what?
Tour. T-U-O-R tweeted it. Three times.
She's been duped.
Yes,
she's
and then
done.
Almost had me look like a fool.
She's done. She's only getting older.
Yeah.
And AI is only going to get better.
Yeah.
She's finished.
Toast.
She's finished.
People will believe
you're
anything.
You're toast.
You're finished.
Oh,
you're
my God.
Come home and your accounts are going to be empty.
Yeah.
She's going to be that lady that went to Taiwan and is in prison or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She gave all her money to somebody.
Jamie, I got this nice email from my Nigerian prince.
She's done.
I know.
You need to
take her off.
Watch. Remove. Yeah, take her off the internet.
Yeah.
You're finished.
Oh,
you're
my
finished.
Yeah.
Living home, there's going to be like four guys living in your house.
It's like, I can't believe it.
Where's the car? Oh, they said they would clean. Who? Yeah. The guys that came to the house.
The internet guys.
Yeah, the internet guys. Yeah. There was an ad that said they'll take your car, clean it, and bring it back for free. It just takes a week.
Yeah. Took the CN Tower down to clean it.
Oh,
love you.
Yeah, you're
I'm encouraged to hear more stories.
Yeah, yeah. You're done.
Keep track. Your wife has been duped.
Keep track. Jamie's wife duped.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us 24 hours a day? It's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, fella, he's a little upset.
Yeah, this message is for Chris. I mean, out of the three of you, you're by far the most prolific missing work kind of guy, you know. The day you're actually sick, you come to work so all the listeners can hear you gargle your phlegm in the back of your throat when you're trying to talk. Go home. What a guy, man.
He is upset. But Chris has some voice stress.
Yes.
I'm not sick. I don't have any other symptoms. I just have no voice.
He doesn't have phlegm.
I've been clearing it more because I'm trying to clear my throat.
Yeah.
But the more you clear it, you probably make it worse.
But I don't have anything else. So I'm assuming it's some form of laryngitis or voice stress, as Jason says.
Yeah.
From hooting and hollering, but bringing boys to the yard the other day. There was a lot of hooting and hollering that day.
Yeah, but that guy's super upset.
The other times I have been sick, I did stay home. What are you checking? If our milkshake's still down there?
It has fallen off, but it is still there.
All right.
Don't come get that milkshake. All right. Yeah, no. I'm, yeah. Last time I was sick, I stayed home. Remember you guys?
You did, yeah, yeah.
And I kept asking if you want me to come back, and you said no.
Yeah.
And I took it personal.
So but now he's fine. Coming in every time. Another fellow very upset here. Mm. Okay, very, very. More upset than that guy.
Got a message for the government. Can you guys please play it? Hey, government, f*** off, you assholes. Fourth time this week having to stop and get gas. I got a truck. I need a truck. I can't break my gas off, assholes. Anyways, can you start thinking about the people in Canada? Can you start thinking about the hardworking man? Get your f***ing head out of your, wherever your head is, you pieces of
f***. Wow.
That guy's really mad.
He probably feels a bit better after venting, but I don't know if it's going to help.
No. There's been quite a bit of venting over the last few weeks. For years. They don't seem to change.
Yeah. Look, if you don't believe what they're pitching, then fine. But they believe what they're pitching.
Oh, yeah.
They believe they're saving the planet by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to ask, if it was a real decision, if someone who believed that, and you said, would you rather make a tax that pisses everybody off and, you know, tightens people's belts and makes it harder for people to live or the planet to be on fire and end? They would choose that.
Yeah, they would.
And I think you would choose it too if you believed it.
If you believed it.
Problem is most of us don't believe it. So that's the problem. But to get mad at them and think that they're out there just to screw you, his whole job is to win people over and do what's best for his people. He believes he's doing that.
Yeah, you can't take it personally because he doesn't even know who you are.
No. Nope. He lives in his little dreamy
drama world.
Trudeau Tower of insanity, which is, I mean, they all do.
He's probably not responsible for all of it and has very little power to control it. For all of it.
Fuel price? No, there's a lot of it that's not in his
control.
Some
of it, yeah. All of it, no.
But instead of like taking it personally, if you disagree with it, you're, okay, I'm with you. I don't know if this is going to do anything to help anything. Like hurting regular people for the tiny little bit they contribute to the carbon in the world. Yeah. Is not,
that's the thing,
not
right?
A strategy.
You're low carbon contributor
compared to what companies
China,
and stuff and other places. So it's, but he believes it,
right?
And he's put everything he on that line.
He's not going to back down now. Like,
and I think if you believed it, you would be okay paying. I mean,
right?
But we're not because
people
annoying.
Stand by their beliefs.
Yeah,
there's been wars over beliefs.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, don't take it personally. He's not thinking like I'm going to get this guy in the truck. He's thinking he's saving the planet.
But he doesn't seem to care about this guy in the truck.
No, he doesn't either.
No.
He doesn't have any sympathy.
In no way am I saying he's the right guy for the job. No. I'm just saying.
He has no concern for the guy in the truck.
Don't take it personal. Just do it. Vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And take care of yourself in other ways.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. All right, James. We're good for now?
Yeah, we're good
for now.
Okay.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right. You can win $1,000.
Otto, what?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
All right, I got 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a Plinko chip for our board that can win you up to $1,000.
We got Jeff on the phone.
So with a J or a G?
With a J, of course.
Okay, all right.
You can stay. best luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city has the largest concentration of Mormons in America?
Salt Lake City.
What Nirvana frontman died 30 years ago today?
Kurt Cobain.
Agnetha Faltskog is 74 today. What best-selling music group is she from? Who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers?
Norm McDonald.
No, it's not.
Norm McDonald. What's the worst feeling, being late for something or driving with a low fuel light on?
Being late.
Nope. All right, you're out of time. Let's go over your answers. What's the worst feeling, being late for something or driving with a low fuel light on? You said being late. The answer here is fuel.
Depends what you're late for, though.
Yeah,
like
who am
a
I
plane?
Late for?
If you're late with the low fuel light on, I think would be even worse.
Yeah.
So you can have that one. All That's right. fine. Sure. Who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers? You said Norm McDonald, or someone in your car did. No, John Ratzenberger was the actor who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers.
Celebrating a birthday. You know, he's been in every Pixar movie.
I was going to say, he's in every
Pixar movie.
Pixar movie,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
which is cool.
Yeah. Agnetha Faltskog is 74 today. What best-selling music group is she from? You had no idea. Pass on. That's ABBA.
ABBA, come on.
Yeah. Could have taken a chance on her and said that.
That's what you did there.
She's the blonde.
Take a chance.
What Nirvana frontman died 30 years ago today? You knew it was Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Also, Lane Staley of Alice in Chains.
30 years ago.
22 years for Lane Staley, but 30 years for Kurt.
Sad day.
And what city has the largest concentration of Mormons in America? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, I mean,
a long fade.
That is a
short fade, probably.
Fade. Yeah. Tough questions today, my friend, but best of effort, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries, man. Enjoy.
See you,
too. Right.
See you, bud.
Yeah. Every single Pixar movie is a character.
Yeah.
Big
Most
or small.
Famously, Toy Story. He's the pig.
Yeah. But every other one is at least a bit role. And
pretty good paycheck he's got.
Probably.
Have you jumped on YouTube and seen how all the Pixar movies
connect
in one
way?
Yeah,
it's wild. And Disney ones too, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, well, like we said, your winner for the March Madness of Small Towns coming up in a little bit right here. And also we got Circle Time on the way. And we'll talk about those death anniversaries.
Yep.
And the free clips day we got going on Monday right here on J106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you want to go first?
Well, yeah. So Monday, obviously big eclipse day. Everyone's pumped up with that. Well, we're doing free clips. So if you're a bit of a hippie, you got a hippie vibe going on right now, and you want to...
Or if you just need a haircut.
You need a haircut. Yeah. You want a haircut you can set your watch to. Come by the radio station. I'm giving out free haircuts.
Like 7:30.
Like I am. 7:30. We're not hiring someone.
No, Jamie's going to cut your hair for you if you want. Because the actual eclipse doesn't happen until the afternoon.
Yeah.
So we thought we would celebrate with our own version.
Free clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's free clips day. And Jamie will
old
be
school. Scissors and comb.
No trimmers.
You should have both.
You should do both.
We should offer full service haircuts.
Full service haircuts. Okay. Yeah.
No shaves though.
No.
Do you have hair clippers? You must. But you don't want to use your own because you got to get all weird about other people touching your stuff.
I got rubbing alcohol. You can sanitize it.
He's a weirdo about it. He'll never use them again after. Even if the cleanest bunch of people lined up, he'd still be weird about it. It's okay. It's your thing.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. All right. I know I'm not wrong. But we'll find you clippers.
Whatever. Then I could get maybe expend some new ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You hang on to that dream,
fella. Yeah, no, it happened. Anyway, Monday, come on by for a free haircut.
Yeah. It'll be excellent. He does great work.
Yeah. We don't know.
We'll
He's never
see.
Done one.
We'll see. Yeah. Jason, what do you got?
Well, Jamie just got a toaster.
Yeah.
Recently. And it's a good thing because there's a doctor is saying that toasted bread is healthier than untoasted bread.
How could it be?
Well, he talks about it.
Of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it and then defrost it and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
There you go.
So freeze your bread, de-thaw it, toast it, and then eat it. That's the best way to eat bread.
Science of toast.
Wow.
You should have to de-thaw it first. You can't just throw it in the toaster frozen.
I'm sure you can throw it in frozen. Yeah.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
The science of toast.
So you don't eat a lot of bread at our house. So
but you're a Costco shopper, so you probably have like four or five frozen loaves.
I just take it out when it's frozen, and I just toast it. It's great.
My family used to do it too.
Wow.
Just be like half a loaf of bread always.
Someone's like, I eat too much bread. No, I'm eating toast. There's a difference.
Frozen, de-thawed frozen toast.
Yeah.
De-thawed frozen toast.
It's best for you. Now you know.
Or thawed.
Yes.
Yeah, de-thawed would be, frozen again.
Yeah.
Man, I'm having trouble.
No, that's a thing I think a lot of people say.
Say, you de-thaw that?
Yeah.
Or really, it's just thawed.
Yeah.
You defrost it, right?
Right. Yeah. Fair enough. That's the confusion. What's not confusing is that April 5th is a sad day in music history.
Sure is.
We brought it up a couple times on the show, but it's the anniversary of not only Kurt Cobain, but Layne Staley.
Of Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since Kurt Cobain was found, or was not found, since he was killed.
Yes.
They didn't find him till April 8th, I believe, which is Monday.
Right.
But today was the day that they say he was shot over top of his garage in Seattle.
Yes.
I noticed that you're saying he was shot.
Yeah.
Are you still under the impression he didn't do it himself?
I don't know. There's been lots of conflicting documentaries and evidence and stuff that maybe his wife did it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't really explore it that much.
And Staley, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. He was a drug overdose.
Yeah, he had a drug overdose. So 2 weeks before they found him.
So that wasn't a good scene to show at all.
So I was 9
when
Kurt Cobain. So I didn't even remotely know who he was, let alone the gravity. But talking to you, and like Jason, you were working in radio then.
So I was going to school for radio and television to get my degree in radio,
which is amazing.
So I was already working at a radio station in Toronto. And so when I was leaving work, I heard the guy on the radio. People probably know who he is, Alan Cross.
He's on In Town.
So he announced for the first time that Kurt Cobain had died. And it was like such a strange sort of thing, because I was driving from school on my way to work to go see the guy who had just announced it. And it was like a weird thing, because he was sad.
Yeah.
But he was like also excited about it.
It's big news. It's big new massive.
Because we weren't like checking social media or anything, because it was 1994.
Yeah.
And not everyone had like no one had cell phones.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, he was like calling on this like push button phone in the control room, trying to find out more information from people he knew and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a very strange, kind of a surreal day.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't, like you say, we weren't inundated with this happening all the time.
No.
So, and he was such a icon, right? One more question. Do you think that made him more iconic, or was he already at that level? Like, see, I don't know. I was too young.
Dying early always makes you more iconic.
So, okay.
Yeah. He was only 27. Sure. Joined the 27 club. Like,
He was one of the bands.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, no one was touching them at that point. Along with Pearl Jam and a few other.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains. I mean,
they
were a little later. But, I mean, there was a lot. There's those iconic.
Seattle. Like,
I wasn't even a young rock fan.
Yeah.
I didn't grow into my rock fandom until like my middle of my 20s. I just grew up with a lot of people listening to hip hop and rap back then. So that's what I listened to. And I still remember walking into a party and being told that and knowing, feeling the gravity of it.
Wow.
Somebody who wasn't even a fan.
Crazy.
Back then. You know?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We were just checking into the final numbers there on our March Madness of Small Towns to find out if it's going to be Almont again for the second year or if Carlton Place will break through and win.
And we know who won. We're not going to tell you yet.
Yeah. We'll find out. You'll find out just after 8 o'clock. We had both mayors on yesterday. I don't want to break either of the mayor's hearts because they're both seem solid people, but one of them's got to go down. So we'll find out. And speaking of mayors, gents, I don't know if this is actually true because I'm only getting secondhand knowledge.
Okay.
By way of the dodo bird.
That means nothing.
Is that a saying?
No.
I don't think so.
Did I just make that up?
By way of the dodo bird means something that's gone extinct.
Yeah, extinct. Yeah, the dodo bird's extinct.
That doesn't make sense.
I think
grapevine.
Grapevine or a little birdie on my shoulder, whichever one you
want.
Not dodo bird.
That the dodo himself, the mayor of Ottawa.
You can't say that.
Mark Sutcliffe wants to reach out to us because he ignored an email I sent him about a year ago to come to our golf tournament.
And did you do any follow-up after that?
Yeah, there was one, wasn't there?
I think there was a second one.
Did we just talk about it?
No, I believe there was two emails.
Him to be listening.
Two emails.
A year ago.
From the biggest radio station in the city, though. I mean, a new mayor would want to keep those guys happy.
Well, but considering he used to work in our same building. But
he didn't. He didn't reply. So dodo head he became. And for the last year, we have done nothing but throw shade at that man for no reason.
Yeah, no real good reason.
Aside from him not answering our emails. We've blamed every problem in the city on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it got his attention finally. I've heard. And he wants to reach out and talk to us.
I didn't even have to go talk to his father-in-law who was across the street.
Could this be a ruse? Could this be a little joke someone's playing on us?
I mean, it could be.
I mean, it could be a joke he's playing on us, where he gets set it up and then
doesn't
call
show.
Or doesn't answer.
I don't think that would do him any favors.
But I would almost respect it.
Like, I know you don't understand jokes sometimes, Jamie. They're supposed to be funny, but I don't know how that would be
You're telling the jokeman himself?
The jokeman? You're the newsman? You're the jokeman?
I'm a joke.
All right. So, I mean, he might.
Well, that's good.
We'll see. They said they hope he can get on next week. They're going to try and arrange it. But, sure. I mean.
How about this? If you have any questions you'd like us to ask the mayor, text them in to 762-555.
I'm sure all those questions will be above board and not.
Of course.
Or leave them on our Dougie line.
Or that too.
Dougie line is good, yeah.
Yeah, leave them on our Dougie line. That's better. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
And we can.
We'll play some of them for the mayor. Maybe don't call him names if you want him to answer them.
Yeah.
Or us to play them for him. We'll play him for him, though. I don't care. He's still enemy number one. Like, he hasn't fixed anything.
Whose enemy is he?
My enemy.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I'm fine. Well,
yeah.
Can you get on board here? Are we not a team? If I have a problem with something, you guys should have a problem with it too.
Yeah, but like, I don't really have a reason to have a problem with him.
He treat us like we're punks.
You emailed him a year ago.
And he didn't get back.
And
can't take a year. I mean, I take a long time to get back to some people, but not a year.
You don't even look at your emails.
I have fixed
you
that
didn't,
problem.
You didn't even know that we had a second section on our email called last other. Week. And there were like literally thousands of emails in there you hadn't responded to.
Yeah, most of them were just junk.
There were some you were like.
I looked at like the first 50 and then just deleted them all.
Some in our priority inbox are junk too, but that's not the point.
I have fixed it. I see all the emails now. I don't feel like a team here. I feel like I'm a lone wolf out here fighting the good fight, and you guys are just hiding in
the
reeds.
Well, the only real experience I have with him, he gave us cake, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's always been
when
nice
he was
to
leaving
me.
The radio station. Like, I don't know, man.
And I bought a trailer off his father-in-law, I only have good experiences.
Fine.
Other than you. You are our bad Mark Sutcliffe experience.
Yeah, and it's really sort of all been you, not him.
What do you mean he didn't answer my email? Listen. The first question we got for him was texted in, ask him, where the hell do you get off? That's what I'm going to ask him. That's what I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We have an announcement to make.
Oh, yeah.
Months. Weeks. Days in the making. Be more dramatic if I did the opposite way. Sort of. Days. Weeks. Months in the making. The March Madness of small towns has come to its conclusion. Towns thrown to the wayside all around the Ottawa area look in envy on our champions this morning. The votes have been counted.
Would you like to know?
The decision is tallied. Sorry,
yeah. You're doing great.
Oh, did it sound like an old NFL promo?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
On the battlefields of the Ottawa area. I can't. It's too ridiculous. But we do have a winner.
Yeah, for March Madness of Small Towns.
Between Almont and Carleton Place.
Another tight race.
Yeah, another tight. Yeah, fairly tight. And the question always was, will Almont repeat? Or will Carleton Place break through?
And take its place on top. Shall we make the announcement, boys?
Please do.
Please, yeah.
Our winner of the March Madness of Small Towns for 2024 and new champion is Carleton Place.
Oh my goodness.
And not as tight.
No, it wasn't as tight
as last year.
No. Last year was like three votes or something, wasn't it?
A couple hundred this year.
Actually, Carleton Place showed up.
Yes, okay. They did.
I'll be honest. They smoked Alma.
Really,
eh? Yeah. At the end of the day, bunch came in. I was checking. Even 11:30, I was checking in last night. I said, there's no way Almont's catching CP.
No way.
So congratulations.
Walk away. Well, I mean, it is a bigger place with more people in it. And if they show up, there should have been no doubt that they were going
to win.
They
did a lot of work.
They did.
The mayor, who we'll talk to, I believe, in a little while. Yeah. They were doing videos and everything and getting the townspeople involved. That's what a town does. It rallies.
But congratulations to Almont. I mean, being there again. Yeah. 2 years in a row in the finals, no joke. That is no joke. So now we got to plan a party.
Yes.
So to do that, we need to talk to the mayor. And we'll have that coming up on Shea 106. Carleton Place, 2025. March Madness of Small Towns, 24.
2024.
Champions on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We just announced the winner for our March Madness of Small Towns. We have Are we going to keep him on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We have one of the mayors on the line. His name's Toby. Just adorable, but also a grown man. So welcome to the show, sir.
good morning, guys.
You are the honorable mayor of Carlton Place. And we have some news for you, sir, that apparently we're breaking to you for the first time.
Yeah.
My phone just, I was listening, my phone crapped out just as you were mentioning it.
Well, we have bad news.
Uh-oh.
If you live in Almont, because Carlton Place is our winner this year.
You are the winner.
Woo!
So, well done. And we know you guys made a huge push this year trying to get the word out, and we appreciate it. So, now all you got to do is throw us a big party.
We'll help.
I was going to say, you guys are going to help, eh?
Yeah,
we'll show up. Is that what you mean, help?
Okay.
we'll help out, of course.
I'll have to talk to the accountants and see what we can do.
All right.
Let's get that budget rolling.
We look forward to it. Yeah. The party's going to be May 4th.
Yes.
Yes.
And we don't know where yet. Just somewhere in Carlton Place. It's kind of up to you to decide where the best place is.
Yeah.
All right. We got lots of great spots here in town. Regardless of the weather, we'll hook you up.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll chat about logistics and stuff. But May 4th, everyone put that date in your calendar, and that's where we're going to have a big broadcast/party. And congratulate Carlton Place on doing it this year. What do you think made the difference this year over last year?
Well, like you said, we had a big push late, and a lot of people, social media was huge. Carlton Place Tourism did up a couple of funny posts and stuff, and I just think we didn't want to lose to Almont a second year in a row. There's a little bit of pride on the line.
For sure. We would call her and see how she feels, but we don't care because she's the loser.
that's a terrible attitude.
You guys are the winners, so congratulations.
I appreciate it. Gotta say, good show for Almont. Great reigning champions, but like you said, there can only be one, and it's us this year.
Yeah, it's you. Yeah. I mean, you can be as nice and political as you want, but she's the loser this year.
If you're not first, you're last, right, Toby?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Ricky Bobby, baby.
All right. We're glad you won. We're looking forward to the big party, and we'll talk soon, okay? Thanks for...
All right. Thanks, lads. Have a good one.
You too.
Cheers.
All right.
There you have it.
Carlton Place victorious. I mean, it was weird they didn't win last year. If we want to be honest.
They are the biggest small town, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was just like this year, though. Kempville's big. Yeah. I was following along last year, too, and they had the lead, like, late into the night. Yeah. Almont just... snuck by him, but they weren't letting that happen this year. No way.
Well, congratulations to everybody, and it's always a blast, and we thank all the towns involved. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Obviously, the big news of the day is our March Madness of small towns.
Yeah, Carlton Place, the winner.
Yeah.
We just talked to the mayor, Toby Randall.
We did.
And party scheduled for May the 4th. That's all the detail we have right now. But if you are a business in Carlton Place, or I guess you're anywhere else.
Yeah.
You might want to get in touch with the radio station or somebody in town there in Carlton Place.
All are welcome for a big sloppy party, including anyone who wants to dress up as Star Wars, because it's May the 4th be with you day.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
yeah, there's yeah. a, if you click on it, if you want to get involved, if you click on it on Shea106.com, there's a link there to submit what you want to do.
Okay.
You know, business.
Whatever. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Please, all are welcome. Come out. We're going to have a great day. What else we got?
Well, Monday, we're doing free haircuts.
Yeah, because the eclipse happens Monday, but in the afternoon. So we do a show in the morning, if you don't know. So we wanted to celebrate as well. So Jamie's going to do Free Clips Day.
Yeah.
Which he's giving free haircuts in front of the radio station, 2001 Thurston Drive. So if you like a haircut, come on by. You know, first come, first served. Doing it for about an hour or so.
Now, I know what your first thought might be. Would I trust Jamie? What experience does he have with cutting people's hair?
Well, you've had your hair cut a lot.
I have. Yeah, I've had a few haircuts in my day.
We want to put you at ease. He's had a lot of haircuts.
Yeah.
A lot. In different stages of losing his hair, too. So
I mean, he's
well familiar with hair being cut at a whole bunch of different stages.
Full head cuts, medium head cuts, no haircuts. Yeah.
So that's his experience. Which counts for something.
Oh, sure. I've seen it done. But we just thought we'd do something fun.
Yeah, come on
come
by.
Come get a haircut. Get your ears lowered.
Get your ears lowered.
Monday's weather looks to be pretty good,
nice.
Too. Like a mix of sun and cloud around 15 or so. So that's all right.
free clips.
All right, Jamie, what do you got?
So I saw something. Have you ever guys heard of the 999 challenge?
No.
And let me know. Now I'm going to say none of us could do it now, okay. But maybe in our heyday. 9 hot dogs.
Oh.
9 beers in 9 innings.
No.
It's a thing some of the folks are doing.
I could do it.
In our prime, we could do it. In 9 innings of baseball, it's 4 hours.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, but you got to. Yeah.
Like yeah, you don't have to do 1 every 4 hours.
I don't think you have to do 1 every inning of each of those things.
Even still, you could do it in 1 at bat.
Right.
Sometimes.
And then just sit there.
What size hot dogs? They're just regular size hot dogs?
Yeah, not the footlongs. Just regular ballpark dogs.
Because back in the day, I used to do a lot of stunting when I first started in radio. And I believe my record for sausages during a morning show was, I think, 6, maybe 7.
That's pretty good.
It's a long time ago. I don't remember. And they were big, like, street meat dogs.
Oh, yeah. No, these are not like that.
Big old thick street sausage.
So a lot of people
commenting. You have to want it.
You can't just walk
into the stadium thinking it's going to be a breeze. It's not going to be easy.
No, that is work.
I don't mind a hot dog and a beer or two, but I don't want to consume all that.
Yeah.
I would feel gross.
Yeah.
And there's some people, I'll crush 9 beers and 9 hot dogs in less than an hour. The hard part is sitting through a whole baseball game.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
Now, taking the atmosphere.
The strategy I'm immediately linking to is smash all the beers first. Because then you'll pee through them in like an hour, and then you can just eat them.
Are these pints or bottles?
Cans.
Tall boys?
Yep. In the picture, it's a tall boy.
All right. That's a lot of liquid.
You probably need a little help getting out.
I think the liquid might be harder than the hot dogs.
Need a little help getting out.
9 beers in 4 hours? Yeah. That's quite a bit. Especially if they're like tall boys from the stadium.
Also, very expensive.
Yeah,
who's paying for it? I don't have $4,000 for this, so who's paying for it?
That is the biggest problem, is who's got the budget for this?
Yeah.
We've wanted to do stuff with the Titans in town. We should see if anyone's willing to do the 999 challenge.
I don't know if that's the image they want for everyone.
Well, they're just there.
Wait, so you want our first in-house experience with the Titans?
Not us do it.
No, listen. That we bring a couple busloads of people to throw up all over their stadium.
I don't think that...
I was thinking two guys.
As a marketing initiative.
If you can convince the Titans to let us bring 50 people to eat 9 hot dogs and 9 beers
on them,
and then they clean up the mess after,
you're in?
I'm in.
Okay.
That's a spectacle.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to convince them of that.
Probably not. Anyway. Yeah. I'm full just thinking about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can feel my fingers swell from the sodium in those hot dogs. What's wrong with your hands? Why can't you bend them? I did the 999 challenge. My fingers are so swollen, they look like hot dogs.
Yeah.
You did that today? No, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Still can't bend my fingers.
I still got ridges in my ankles from my socks.
All right. Well, hey, it's a good day. We got some Dougies coming up. Just so you know, when Jamie doesn't think I'm going to plug what's coming up on the show, because I can see the screen, he takes his little mouse arrow and he waggles it around.
Would you rather me do that or wave my arms like an idiot?
I don't know.
Either's entertaining. It is. No, at least when you waggle the mouse, I know what you want me to talk about. Not just your sign language arm weirdness that you do sometimes. It's fine. Anyways, we got Dougies coming up. It's The Point, and this is Shea 106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
James?
Yeah?
When people call our answering machine, 216-384-9216-Dougie, and leave us a message, you go through them. What did you find for us today?
Well, this guy was actually yesterday. We played. You might have heard it throughout the day here on Shea. He really loves his wife.
Hey, guys. I'm calling to let you know that I love my wife. Her name is Katie Orr, and I want everybody who's listening to this know right now that I love my wife more than anything. Her name is Katie, and she deserves the best. I love you so much.
So then we debated, was he in the doghouse, or did he lose a bet?
Right.
Or did he just really love his wife? So a fella has called in, challenging him to the level of love for his wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, I just heard a guy call in and say he loved his wife, and she deserves the best, and... that's super amazing, but I thought I'd just raise a little challenge there and say, I love my wife enough that I just donated her my liver in December. So I guess that's about how much I love my wife. And although that was not a lost bet, but, thought I'd share that with the Dougie Line. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you love your wife more than that guy does.
Yeah, for sure.
Does he, though?
Yeah, he gave an organ to her.
Well, not the whole
organ. Yeah, he didn't, first of all, he didn't give his whole organ.
Piece.
Second of all, he seems totally fine, so it didn't affect him any longer than like a week.
Yeah, but it helped her a lot.
And third, what kind of a monster? That's the level we're setting for being a good husband. Giving your sick wife a piece of your body that can fix
her. Oh, I see.
And what if you're not compatible?
But so? Every man listening should be willing to do that.
You're right.
Of course.
You're not special.
I am.
You're basic.
You're right. Wow.
That other guy just called out angle. Of the blue just to tell his wife no expectations that we know of. No, no doghouse that we know of. Just called say how much he loved her.
No lost bet.
You did the basic human thing for the woman that supports you and carries you probably your whole life.
Once you found out you were a match, like if you didn't do it, like you would have been a super dick.
Great points, fellas.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Jamie, great if points. You were dying and we were a match and I didn't give you a piece of my kidney, I'd be garbage.
Yeah.
And I don't even really like you. So, I mean, if it's your wife, come on.
Yeah. Love me.
If that was happening to Jamie, I just wouldn't get tested.
Oh, no, they canceled. Yeah, they canceled.
Yeah, not a match. Not a match.
I know I'm the only one in this room giving anybody else any sort of organs, so it's fine.
Yeah, you probably don't want my liver anyway.
I don't really want any of your organs, though, Chris.
That's a terrible thing to say. How do you know? But you don't want my lungs, that's for sure.
You don't want your lungs.
You don't want this voice.
Don't want your eyes.
What? Bad eyes.
What does that mean?
Bad eyes.
Oh, because I can't see.
You can't see.
Says the guy wearing glasses.
Well, I got glasses.
Don't want my eyes.
As I was saying it, I was like, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't notice
that you're wearing glasses. Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, yeah,
another guy has called in about something his wife did.
All right.
So catch this. Today, my wife's making lunch. We're eating tilapia. She grabs a scoop of mayo, throws on top the tilapia, a scoop of relish, throws it on top of the mayo, takes her fork and kind of like half-ass blends it around a little bit. And I'm like, what the f*** are you doing?
Tartar sauce.
And she says she's making tartar sauce. Would you eat that?
I mean, in a pinch, sure.
It's probably not as good.
As long as it wasn't sweet relish.
Yeah,
a little dill relish. Dill relish and mayo.
Isn't that basically tartar sauce?
Kind of.
Pickles and is there some other stuff? Lemon juice, maybe?
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, there's a few other things. But I mean, that's the gist of it.
What the f*** are you doing?
She's making tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
You didn't pick any up on the store on the way over.
Tilapia that you had for lunch.
Yeah. You can't say. You can't use the word. That's one of the words you cannot use and come off. As a badass in any situation.
No. Tilapia?
You can't say tilapia.
You could have just said fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
You can't. Hey, I'm all for eating tilapia. It's delicious. I love it.
You can't
I'm
be not... like, F you, bro. Give me some more tilapia.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound right.
I would never try to tell a cool guy story about my wife and use the word tilapia.
Yeah.
And then think we were going to shred you for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just can't.
We're having ceviche.
Yeah. It's called fish. Yeah. I mean, if that's your goal, to mock your wife for mixing a couple condiments.
Yeah,
she's fine.
Yeah, man.
My wife, would I judge her when she was pregnant and she asked me to go pick up some sour cream and onion chips. I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm home.
I thought you were just judging her for being pregnant. I didn't know there was going to be more.
You were
part of
that.
I was involved.
How did that happen?
I was involved.
How did that happen?
Wait a second. I mean,
hopefully you know how it happened.
Yeah, yeah. I went to health class.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was making a peanut butter and jam sandwich when I got home with the chips.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took the chips and was licking her lips in anticipation. And she put the sour cream and onion ruffles on her peanut butter and jam sandwich.
That's a bit, yeah. That's out there.
It's like, yo, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm all for chips on a sandwich, but not sour cream and onion with peanut butter and jam.
On a peanut butter, it sounds like a... Did she like it? Did it work out well?
Yeah, it worked out well.
Hey, what are you going to do? Girl?
Eat what you like, I guess.
Yeah. Now, let's remember, this is the same lady that thought they took the CN Tower down to clean it.
I talked about that early in the show.
So that she wouldn't hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she was out and about this morning. I talked about that nice and early.
Yeah.
And you want to throw that out at 8:50?
Oh, we didn't realize that it was a secret.
Oh, I didn't know you weren't. You didn't say anything. Normally,
we all talk about our wives early in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about my wife anytime.
That's not really a bad thing. That's funny.
No.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the terrible things I say about my wife early. Because I know she's not listening. Just kidding. She's downloading the podcast right now.
He's ruined your Friday.
She's downloading the podcast right. What did he say? Nothing about you today, honey. We just made fun of Jamie's wife.
Yeah. Because she thought they took the CN Tower in Toronto down to clean it.
Yeah, so don't worry.
All my wife does is put things in small, unlabeled jars in the fridge.
Hey. They're all lucky they got us. Let's just say that. You should call our Dougie line and tell our wives how lucky they are to have us. 216-3849-216-Dougie.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much. Congratulations to Carlton Place again.
Yes.
For winning. Our March Madness to Small Towns. The party for that is going to be on May 4th. We'll have more details as we get it organized. We hope you all show up and have a blast in Carlton Place.
Congratulations to your voice. It got better as the morning went on. Yeah. It's all your lozenges.
Yeah, I've had a whole pack of lozenges and I had a couple cups of tea.
Isn't it amazing that when you don't chew your lozenge immediately, because you bought diamonds or whatever.
I can't. Yeah, they're called honeybee lozenge. Yeah,
yesterday you were chewing like Halls. Like literally, you put it in, just crunch it. I'm like, that's not how they work.
It's my whole life. I can't.
You explained it.
I can't do a lollipop that's without fair. Immediately crunching it. I can't.
Really? I'm like a fudgesicle. Right away, you're eating right away.
Immediately. I don't never licked a lollipop or an ice cream in my life. I don't know why that's a surprise. That's kind of how I do everything. All in, bro. All in. Heather's filling in for Amy because she's filling in for Cosmo. So she'll have your payday at 9 o'clock. Anything else, gents? Our podcast, iTunes, Spotify, please give us a subscription.
Don't forget free clips on Monday if you want a haircut. Jamie, who's never cut hair before in his life, is giving them outside our studio here.
That's why they're free.
And hopefully all the snow will be gone by Monday.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
And we'll have spring again.
I hope so. This is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it does happen every year.
It does. And it
on this day last year, we had that big ice storm, which took down a bunch of trees at my place and lots of other people's.
But because I bought a generator, we will not have a storm that bad ever again. Excellent. And because we'll never lose power.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem. I got you guys. Have yourself a great weekend.
The Biggs and Bar Show.